Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says there are signs the U.S. economy may be emerging from recession. His remarks to members of the Senate Budget Committee yesterday are being regarded as more optimistic than comments he made just a few weeks ago, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Earlier this month in San Francisco, when Alan Greenspan told a group of business leaders that significant risks remained for the economy, his remarks prompted a sell-off on Wall Street. The Fed chairman's comments also led to concerns an economic recovery might be further off in the future than previously thought. But in his latest remarks, Greenspan appeared to be trying to soften those comments, saying the economy will continue to benefit from new technologies that have helped to boost productivity.
If the recent more favorable economic developments continue and gather momentum, uncertainties will diminish, risk premiums will fall, and the pace of capital investment embodying these technologies will increase.
The chairman's latest statement appeared to be part of an orchestrated effort by Fed policymakers to show perhaps the media and others had misinterpreted Greenspan's earlier comments. Wayne Angel, a former Fed Board of Governors member who is now a private economist, thinks that's the message the chairman was trying to send yesterday with his appearance on Capitol Hill.
There was enough subtle change as to send the message that the chairman isn't forecasting an economy that would necessarily cause stock prices to weaken.
In his latest appearance, Greenspan, for the most part, dropped negative comments about the U.S. economy. Instead, he described how low mortgage interest rates have helped to keep the housing market strong. He also said declining energy costs have helped lift the economy. Richard Amarone of Argus Research believes there are now growing signs the economy is on the mend, including data showing a rise in confidence on the part of consumers and some tentative signs of improvement in manufacturing.
We've had a cavalcade of late-year anecdotal evidence supporting the premise that the recession of 2001 has reached a bottom as soon, perhaps, as the current quarter. And economic data suggests that the economy has turned the corner and is heading toward prosperity.
Many economists, including Yamaro, now expect when Fed policymakers meet next week, they'll conclude they've done enough to boost the economy and will leave interest rates alone. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Bank One, is less certain about that, though she acknowledges that is a possibility.
Clearly, you know, we're at the near the end of Fed easing, and I think the important thing for the market to focus on is not necessarily what the Fed does next week in terms of action, but now it's the words that really matter, and where are they setting themselves up to move next?
The Fed cut interest rates a total of 11 times last year. The Fed funds rate is now at 1.75%. In his Capitol Hill appearance yesterday, Greenspan also talked about the federal budget, saying despite recent Congressional Budget Office forecasts showing the budget surplus falling by $4 trillion over the next decade, the underlying fiscal situation remains strong. On the topic of Enron, Greenspan called the bankrupt energy company's earnings restatements egregious. However, he said he doesn't expect Enron's collapse to undermine confidence in the U.S. economy. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.